Blog Talk Radio.
Member of End Consulting, and I am your cruise director for this installment of the Daily Complaint. So welcome to the Daily Complaint. I'm so sorry it's taken us so long to get back on the bus, so to speak, with regard to the Daily Complaint, but trust me, I've been a little busy with my little new munchkin who's just 8 months old now, and I'm now just able to get back on, as I said, the bus with regard to the Daily Complaint. So I've missed you all. I hope you've missed me as well. I think together we've got a lot to discuss with regard to debt collection and mortgages and wrongful foreclosure. These days, it seems like more and more escrow shortage issues are popping up for those of you who are current on your mortgage. So there is a ton to complain about, and we are the place here at the Daily Complaint at thedailycomplaint.com. to come if you want to complain or hear us complain about mortgage servicing. For the most part, we're doing mortgage servicing. I think it's down the road we might do lending and switch to the front end. But for now, we're here to bring to you information with regard to mortgage servicing as it relates generally to some sort of abuse. We're not going to pinpoint the abuse because it's rampant and it covers every aspect from issues when you're behind on your mortgage, from the mortgage servicer putting you behind on your mortgage, so on and so forth. But you know, as we know, biggest thing is to know your rights. That way you can assert your rights, folks. So again, you got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. There's no way you can fight, as one of my clients has recently stated to me personally, I'm not a subject matter expert. I have no idea what's going on, nor do I know how to battle it. Okay, so I believe most of you find yourself in that same situation, and that's what we're here for, folks. At the Daily Complaint, we live to make sure that you're educated so you know your rights in order to assert your rights. Okay, so number one is education, folks. Education is the key. That's what we're here doing. We're educating you. Today, we're going to talk a lot about NationStar, City Mortgage, ASC, which is Wells Fargo Home Mortgage's servicing arm, leg, whatever you want to call it. I could be nasty and say other things, but let's stay with arm and leg. And then we've got NationStar, well, I think we already said City Mortgage, NationStar, ASC, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, and Caliber Home Loans. We're actually going to talk about all of them today in five or four different scenarios, shall I say. ASC and Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is the same bunch. We're going to talk to you about that today because we have seen, and you probably have noticed as well, foreclosure activity has actually increased. And the reason is, per our understanding, is because inventory is so low that mortgage servicers, mortgage owners, trustees, residential mortgage-backed securities, trustees, anybody that's relating to any sort of mortgage delinquency, foreclosure, they want your property so that they can sell it, because right now we have a shortage of properties for sale, okay? So now you can understand the basis when I tell you that we literally had four sale dates in between August 26th and September 2nd, all wrongful, all ridiculous, but nonetheless, they were threatening to foreclose on the homes of our clients. So it's our job to educate you, as it is our job to educate our clients, on knowing your rights and asserting your rights. So, before we get to a video that I'm going to play for you, let's talk real quick about some housekeeping items, okay? My goal for you all is to at least get a show up every single week, if not two a week. That's the goal, okay? At least for right now until we tick over in 2017 and my little nugget goes to daycare and I have some more free time versus juggling nanny, baby, puppy, all of that fun stuff. So enough about me. Again, our commitment to you is to make sure we get out the information, whether it's on the Daily Complaint, on our show, which is thedailycomplaint.com. We also have the Daily Complaint blog, which I believe is thedailycomplaintblog.com, but don't quote me on that. I'll get back to you on that. And we want to make sure that we update anything that we put out there on Facebook and Twitter to make sure that you have the most current information around. Okay? So that's our goal for you. Again, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting. I am the hostess for The Daily Complaint. It is my pleasure and our pleasure at End Consulting to bring to you The Daily Complaint as often as we can. And trust me, it's been about a year since we had regular programming. So again, thank you all for sticking with us. But enough about us. Let's get to you and your issues, okay? So today we're going to actually talk about multiple things. We're going to talk about escrow shortage. We're going to talk about grossing up contribution income, which you cannot do. And we're also going to talk about, let's say, false denials, okay? Because we see a lot of these things, folks. And if you don't know how to advocate for yourself, if you don't know your rights, it's going to be nearly impossible for you to assert your rights, okay? So we're going to give you a couple resources today. One is going to be the Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC. We're going to go to their website, ftc.gov. And then we're also going to mention the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the CFPB. Their website is consumerfinance.gov. Okay, so we're going to talk about both of those things today. I thought it would be interesting to play this video. This is a new video on debt collection on the FTC's website. It applies to all debt, not just credit cards, not just auto, not just mortgages, okay? Debt collection applies to everyone with a debt that is trying to be collected, okay, in any way, okay? So, again, you've got to know your rights in order to assert them. If you're behind in paying your bills, I'm reading this from the FTC's website, or a creditor's records mistakenly make it appear that you are, a debt collector may be contacting you. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm about to tell you, but your mortgage servicer also acts as a debt collector. So, for example, City Mortgage could act as a debt collector and a mortgage servicer at the same time. Same thing for NationStar, same thing for ASC or Wells Fargo, same thing for Caliber Home Loans. In fact, if you call in, you'll notice many of them, if not all of them now, actually give you the disclaimer that we may act as a debt collector, okay? Once they give you that disclaimer, or even if they don't, if they're trying to collect a debt, you're now in a debt collection issue situation, okay? The Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, is the nation's consumer protection agency. They enforce the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, okay? Two things you need to know with regard to acts. Most importantly, the FDCPA, again, that's the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, the FDCPA, that prohibits debt collectors from using abusive, unfair, or deceptive practices, okay? Falls under the UDAAP, Unfair, Deceptive, Abusive Acts or Practices, okay? And we're also going to talk a little bit about RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, okay? Both of those are incredibly crucial if you're in a foreclosure or a past due situation with your mortgage, okay? When you're dealing with credit cards, you're going to deal with a different set of acts other than the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act is broad. It goes through all of them, okay? So, folks, before we get into it, I just want to remind you real quick you are absolutely welcome, and we would commend you if you were to reach out to us and ask us for help. Okay, we're happy to point you in the right direction. We're happy to arm you with the information that you need. We're happy to make the first call with you to your mortgage servicer or whomever's trying to collect your debt and try and get the raw information, the facts, as you will, trying to get that information so that way you can utilize that information in writing complaints, in writing requests for information, or notices of error. By the way, a qualified written request is something you need to know about. You can go to the consumerfinance.gov, which is the CFPB's website, and you can get all that information on request for information, notice of error, and a qualified written request, okay? So far we've given you two acts and two regulatory agencies, the FTC, which oversees the FDCPA, so the Federal Trade Commission, which oversees the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and the CFPB, which oversees RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, also overseen by HUD, but HUD defers to the CFPB. It's very confusing on the back end. Just know the CFPB covers that. In fact, the CFPB covers most financial obligations, including payday loans, auto loans, anything, prepaid credit cards, you got it. They deal with it, okay? So we've given you some information. If you want to cut and run now, we've given you enough information so you can what? Know your rights in order to assert your rights. Okay, now let me give you our information again one more time, thedailycomplaint.com. So easy. You're listening to The Daily Complaint. You need to just go to thedailycomplaint.com. You're going to find over 300 shows that we've done covering every single mortgage servicer and every single topic from escrow to not having the deed and the note to substantiate the debt, to validate the debt, to wrongful foreclosure, to denials, for mortgage assistance, you name it, we've covered it, and we will continue to cover it on your behalf, okay? TheDailyComplaint.com is not only where you can find shows, but you can also find my personal information. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting. You can reach out to me directly. My signature is at the bottom of every single show. We also have a blog. Not really certain what it is. I think it's the dailycomplaintblog.com is, I believe, what the website is. But I'm sure if you just type in the Daily Complaint blog into whatever Google or Yahoo or Bing or whatever you use, if you want to do that, you'll find us there as well. Or you can always send me an email and I'll send you a link. Okay? So you can also contact us through Twitter, Facebook, our website. All of that information is housed at thedailycomplaint.com. Please reach out if you need help, folks. Many people we've pointed in the right direction and sent them on their way. No harm, no foul. Not even a penny exchanging hands, okay? So again, there are so many resources out there for you, but you've got to be committed to knowing your rights and asserting your rights. By the way, if you're listening now, you've already taken the first step, so I commend you. If this is not your first show, even greater kudos to you because you're really exercising your option to know your rights and assert your rights. Okay, so before we get going, I got a two-minute video I wanted to share with you. Talks about debt collection, and it's probably a pretty common story, and it's a shame because you'll see who it deals with. So it's dealing with the VFW and our veterans and debt collection. So here we go.
After 9/11, I knew I wanted to serve. I served my 4 years in the U.S. Army, did a year and a half in Iraq as a forward observer for the U.S. artillery. I loved every one of the soldiers I served with there, still do, and it's carried on to what I do now as a veteran of foreign wars service officer, helping my fellow vets. When I got out of the military, it was chaos. I worked two jobs at a time just to support myself. I was moving from place to place every year, until I put my act together to go back to college to get my associate's degree. That was around the time when I would start getting debt collection calls from third parties that I did not recognize.
Brian came to us after he was served with a summons for court. A third-party debt collector was pursuing him for an old debt, and he didn't recognize what the debt was for. And a third-party debt collector is a company decides they can't collect a debt, and they they write it off on their taxes, and then they sell it to another multi-million dollar company for cents on the dollar. And then that other company tries to collect that debt. Working with Brian, we were able to determine that they weren't able to provide the evidence sufficient to prove the case. Just by asking them to try to prove it, they weren't able to do that, and we were able to get the case dismissed.
Scammers see veterans as targets. If you're receiving these harassing debt collection calls, don't feel like you're being pushed in a corner. Don't isolate. There are our services out there.
We often tell veterans to request proof of the debt. This is called a validation letter. We would suggest that people, if they're getting contacted by debt collectors, to not ignore it and look into the resources available through agencies such as the FTC.
Okay, so let me just stop right there. FTC.gov/complaint. I think it's /, something like that. /complaint. Okay, this video is played off consumer.ftc.gov, folks. So again, there are a wealth of resources, as the video explains, for you as homeowners, as borrowers, as those who are financially obligated to someone. And remember, many of you who are dealing with delinquent debts, your debt has been sold to try to collect, okay? So you fall into this category, believe it or not. So for example, those of you who, and we have many clients who did Countrywide, Bank of America, and then Bank of America sold off to companies like NationStar, Ocwen, Bayview, SLS, SPS, they're Caliber Home Loans. So remember, if your debt was delinquent and it was sold, ding, ding, you fall into this category. Or you can always ask, are you a debt collector? Are you trying to collect my debt? If you have any questions, they have to answer honestly, okay? So we're going to actually post this on our Facebook and Twitter sites. That way you have access to it. That way we open ourselves up to talk about what's going on with our clients, how we're helping them, and how it relates to you as consumers, as borrowers, with regard to your consumer rights and what resources are out there. Okay, folks? So just a reminder, thedailycomplaint.com gets you to our show page, the radio show page. There's a link to our Twitter and Facebook pages, and there's also resources that you can contact me directly if for some reason you can't get anything else. Let me know. I'm happy to send over this information. Anytime, any place, just send us an email, give us a call. All of our information's on there, okay? So today we're going to talk about four mortgage servicers. One of them is a big dog. Well, technically two of them are big dogs, but because they use their servicing leg, it gives them some distance, let's say, okay? We're going to talk about City Mortgage. We're going to talk about NationStar Mortgage. We're going to talk about America's Servicing Company, or for short, ASC, which is owned and operated by Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, okay? And then we're going to talk about Caliber Home Loans, okay? All four of these cases, as I said, were slotted for sale, for foreclosure sale, between August 26th and September 2nd. So it couldn't be more timely that we're discussing what happened, how we got over it, okay? So let's start with the big dog in the room, okay? City Mortgage, okay? We got a client who came to us, has had City Mortgage the whole time, which is pretty amazing. They haven't sold her loan. However, historically, they put her into a forbearance she didn't ask for. She was current on her mortgage, and they put her in a forbearance, okay? Two, they sent her out without requesting or applying for a modification 3 days after her father had passed away, okay? So she was not of sound mind and body, and again, remember, she didn't ask for it. Always a red flag if you receive an offer from your mortgage servicer and you didn't apply for it, okay? Remember, they have to operate honestly when it comes to servicing your mortgage. They can't lie about servicing your mortgage. That falls under the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. okay? And more so, the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, has put more safeguards in place for you as the consumer with a greater focus on the consumer, whereas in past years or in past decades, all the focus has been on the well-being of the mortgage companies, okay? But we're in a very unique situation now where Bank of America, City Mortgage, they don't hold on to your loan. They sell it as a residential mortgage-backed security. So even though City Mortgage is servicing the loan, they don't own it. It's owned by a trustee for a residential mortgage security pool, and the loan happens to be in that pool. Very confusing. Let's not get into that. Let's talk about City Mortgage. So this is what happened to our client, a forbearance that she never requested that they advised was a refinance, no good, a loan modification that she didn't request. Now she's trying to retain her home and is behind on her mortgage payments, and they were denying her for mortgage assistance, and she had a sale date for September 2nd. Okay, so that's the situation she found herself in. We're here advocating for her as consumer rights advocates. That's what we do. We don't do modifications. We don't do escrow computations, even though we do, you know, with regard to consumer rights. What we're here to do is to advocate for consumers with regard to their consumer rights and any violations of those rights. Okay, you as a consumer can request mortgage assistance. You don't need to go to anybody to do it. You just need to understand how to do it, and by that you can go to Making Home Affordable's website for the next 3 months because it ends at the end of the year, okay? Okay, so folks, let's talk about City Mortgage. Why was she denied? She was denied based on ratios that they use per her gross mortgage to determine if they can lower her payment to 31% of her gross monthly income, okay? What's so bad about that? Nothing, except for she has contribution income, meaning somebody else is contributing to the household. They're not a borrower. They don't live in the household. It's a family member. And what City Mortgage did is they didn't use the contribution amount. They used the entire income for the contributor. That's not allowed. The only person that can up the contribution is the actual contributing party. Okay, so it took us a month to advocate for our client with regard to City Mortgage and a half dozen regulatory agencies to include FHA because it's an FHA loan. And trust me, folks, they have an FHA help line, an FHA resource center that will help you and provide you with a ticket number and go through your case and make sure that your modification, good, bad, or indifferent, approved or denied, was run appropriately. Okay, so we were able to kill the sale date. We were able to put our client's mortgage back into review for mortgage assistance. And the reason why we were able to do it is because we sent in a qualified written request that contained a notice of error stating that they did not run the numbers correctly, so there's no way if you put in false inputs, meaning if you put in more income than the consumer or the borrower has, you're not going to get a correct output, meaning if she was denied, she was falsely denied because it was an invalid mortgage assistance review, okay? So, folks, you've got to ask these questions. What did you use for my income? What did you use for my expenses? How did you get to that decision? Okay. What did you use for my property value? Okay. All of those come into play. We've actually helped clients to achieve their desired results with regard to home retention and mortgage assistance by having them obtain their own appraisal to basically deny the mortgage servicer's false appraisal in calculating whether or not they're eligible for mortgage assistance, okay? So it's very confusing, I know that. But I promise you, if you just ask the questions, what did you use for my income, my expenses, and my property value You're going to know whether or not they use the right numbers from the get-go, which enables you to appeal your denial if you're wrongfully denied, or at a minimum, enables you to file a complaint with the FTC, with the CFPB. By the way, your FTC complaint is going to go to the CFPB anyway, so you might as well start at the CFPB. But you can file with your Department of Financial Institutions, with your Attorney General's office. There's a multitude of options in which for you to move forward, okay? So that's City Mortgage, folks. They denied her based on false inputs, false income, okay? So understand that. You've got to ask those questions. Okay, next one. America's Servicing Company, better known as Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. They were denied for mortgage assistance based on the letter stated they didn't provide valid documentation. We had no idea what that meant because they provided every last stitch of information in perfect order. Probably the best we've seen from a client with regard to perfect paperwork, okay? However, the underwriters at ASC requested, are you ready? 2014 tax return, 2015 W-2s, and 2016 pay, and they stated that none of it matched. Well, of course it's not going to match. When you're doing a 2015 W-2, it might match your 2014 income, but it's 2016. Who cares what happened then? Okay, so again, you've got to ask these questions, folks. What are you using? Okay, so in essence, they denied the client because they stated that they didn't provide information that where they could actually calculate or compute the income. They felt there was a discrepancy with the income. It took us a month to get over that hurdle. This client had a sale date for the 30th of August. Okay. We were able to stay that, I kid you not, like 3 days before on a conference call with ASC or Wells Fargo. It was actually with Wells Fargo and their customer care recovery group. We had like six people on the conference call. And at the end of the call, they agreed to stay the foreclosure sale and to put the file back in review because there was a change of income. So understand that. And because they were never run for HAMP, ever. They were never run for HAMP Tier 2. They did have a HAMP Tier 1 modification that they completed the trial successfully, but there was an IRS tax lien issue, which prevented them from moving forward. So in essence, they're probably, per the Making Home Affordable Escalations team, they might actually still be eligible for HAMP Tier 1 because they never defaulted on it. They just, for some reason, couldn't get the paperwork to fit together at the right time. Okay, so that's number two. All right, we've got 2 minutes, so I got a minute for the next two. Okay, Caliber Home Loans. They falsely denied the client for mortgage assistance because of loan-to-value ratio. They only took the unpaid principal balance. They never took the past due interest. There's no way you can get to LTV by only taking the unpaid principal balance. It was like $200,000 difference. They kicked them out. Also, they had provided an offer for mortgage assistance prior, but they stated there was an escrow shortage, and in order to cure the escrow shortage, they increased the payment by $500 over a 12-month period. Folks, something you need to know. If you have an escrow shortage, RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, states that if it's greater than 1 month's escrow, you have a minimum of 12 months, minimum of 12 months to pay for it, and you might have a maximum of up to 5 years plus. So had the client known that, the client could have taken the offer with a five-year repayment of that shortage, and it would have made it affordable for them to take that. So there's your two issues. Again, regulatory complaints, Attorney General, Department of Financial Institutions, CFPB, FTC, if it's RESPA and escrow, FDIC. I mean, you name it, they got it. Okay, last one. Current on their mortgage, okay? Forced placed insurance, like $2,500 extra a year, went from 25 to 5,000. Crazy, okay? Only gave the customer one option to pay it in full. That's illegal, okay? Two, they stated that they could pay it then after the fact in 12 months. Again, false. They have up to 5 years, and this was $5,000 they were saying the escrow shortage was. Okay, by the way, remember, customer, borrower, is current on their mortgage. So how can the shortage be that big if they've been paying their mortgage the entire time? Crazy, right? Right. Okay. So that escrow shortage prevented the borrower from sending in additional payments, and the payments he did send in, they applied to escrow, which they're not allowed to do. Okay. So what was the outcome of that? This client had a sale date for, as I said, the 30th. They were all between, oh no, this client had it for August 26th. I think we had 26th, 29th, 30th, and September 2nd. Okay. This client at NationStar, folks, we complained to the CFPB, the FTC, the FDCPA, or excuse me, the FDIC. Okay, we also complained to the DFI, Department of Financial Institutions, and the AG's office, okay? Interestingly enough, they came back and gave the client a forbearance. Now, the borrower has enough money to pay everything and switched insurance companies, and guess what? Got a $2,000 check back when the forced place insurance was $2,500, okay? So a lot of willy-nilly things going on here. Nobody can explain the forced place insurance or the increase in escrow. And his new insurer, ironically, the amount went back to what it was before the forced place insurance. So, folks, it's so important for you to get down to the nitty-gritty. Understand what's going on with your mortgage loan, okay? You're going to have to do much of it in writing. Okay, and you're going to have to complain in writing. It's much better to file your complaints in writing than it is to try and get things done verbally or orally on the phone with your mortgage servicer, okay? By the way, you can attach your complaints, your qualified written requests, your notices of error, your requests for information. You can attach all of that to the complaints that you submit, whether it's hard copy, or in many cases, the CFPB, the FDIC, your Attorney General's office, and the Department of Financial Institutions. Most of them have, or all of them have a fax. Most of them have an online portal to submit complaints. Okay, and you can submit a complaint to the FTC. There's no reason why you can't do that. Like I said, most of the time it's going to dump into, if not all the time, it's going to dump into the CFPB, consumerfinance.gov, FTC.gov, those are your two buckets of consumer information on the know your rights side of the fence and on the assert your rights side of the fence, okay? So, folks, again, I can't express to you enough how important it is for you to know your rights and then for you to assert your rights. In order to assert your rights, you got to get all the facts or what you perceive or they perceive to be factual. Okay, so you're going to have initial conversations with your mortgage servicers to try and get the basic information. What happened? When did it happen? What do they have in their notes? Then you're going to utilize that in a written complaint / request for information or notice of error or qualified written request. It's going to be a complaint to the outside regulators and enforcers and overseers. And on the inside, it's going to be a request for information, a notice of error, and or a qualified written request. All of that you can get if you type in notice of error, request for information, mortgage. Make sure you put mortgage on it because you want to make sure you're on the mortgage side of the fence. Folks, it's not rocket science. It is timely. It's frustrating. It's confusing. It is for us, too, over here sometimes. We can't really figure out what ends up. But start writing. You've got a paper trail of everything. You write your regulators. And guess what? Amazingly enough, you're able to, as we were, able to stay every single foreclosure sale. And guess what? None of them have a foreclosure sale now. Okay? So again, it's all about knowing your rights and asserting your rights. In order to know your rights, you've got to get educated. Okay? Education is the key. And it's not that difficult. They've made it really easy for you these days to go to these websites, the FTC and the CFPB, and get the information you're seeking. So folks, before I go, I want to make sure that I cover this one more time, okay? If you have questions, if you need help, if you need resources, if you just need someone to vent to, let us know. TheDailyComplaint.com is going to be your resource to get the information or to map out a plan. Now, we do this for every single person that contacts us if they choose. We will call your mortgage lender or servicer at no charge with you on a conference call and get down to the nitty-gritty about what's going on, and then we will put together an action plan for you to follow. Costs you nothing, and you gain everything from doing so, okay? Can't tell you how many folks we've helped on that side of the fence. If it gets more complicated than that, that's when you're going to have to determine whether you're going to go to a HUD counselor, whether you're going to hire an attorney, or whether you're going to utilize some other resource like ours, Consumer Rights Advocate, in order to help you get over these hurdles, okay? So, folks, again, thedailycomplaint.com is where you can reach us. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting. As I said, I'm your cruise director and our hostess for The Daily Complaint, but I'm also happy to help. So my signature, my contact information is at the bottom of every single show. I absolutely implore you to reach out to us if you need. We're more than happy to help. So folks, know your rights and assert your rights. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. And folks, you can do this. You just have to get educated. So visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll try to be back next week or maybe before. We'll try to be back as quickly as possible. We'll try and post on our blog, Twitter, and Facebook. We always post information on there, so folks, look for it. Okay, we want you to get and achieve the results that you so desire and that you so deserve for bailing out the banks in their time of need. You should at least deserve reciprocation. So folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Know your rights and assert your rights. This is The Daily Complaint. Have a wonderful day. We'll be back soon.